and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
So the weather has shifted a little bit.
You think?
If you haven't gone outside yet, it dropped like 45 or 50 degrees at one point in the middle of the day yesterday.
You know what, guys? Just stay in bed.
So Kai's convinced at one point that when his friends get out of school, he is going outside to play, right? And Leslie's like, okay, Kai, when they all get home, blah, 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 blah. And as I'm getting ready to get back to my house after work, I'm like, that might not be a good idea just yet. And she's like, what do you mean? Because it was hot and muggy earlier. I'm like, dude, it's like 40 right now.
I know.
It was a crazy shift. And now this morning, it was weird. So I had my defrost on, and it got kind of hot in my car in my three-minute drive. So then I turned off my defrost, and all of a sudden, my windows, every window in the car fogged up. Like, instantly. And I thought I was going to run into a car as I pulled into the parking lot.
Were you rolling down your windows so you could see?
I did as I pulled in because I was like, I don't know if I have the right depth perception of this car next to me. Wouldn't that be awful if you hit a car at work?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually happened here one time.
And you would never live it down, especially if it was you.
Oh, I can't remember if it was me who hit Mike Barber's car or not. But
how can you not remember?
Because I think it might have been me. But I was trying to back up a van, and for whatever reason, he's trying to... Dale Earnhardt it. And he comes flying through the parking lot as I'm trying to straighten up that thing. I back up and I pop it. It probably was me. Bust like his hubcap or something like that.
Oh.
Of course, he was fired up.
Yeah, stay away from mine.
Yeah, what? Your car? Don't hit it? Do you worry about that here?
No, I
don't.
You worry
about it
until now.
Other parking lots, do you worry about it?
A little bit.
Are you that person who gets a new car and then parks way far out?
No, that's definitely not me.
Are you like manual continue to circle?
No, I like to get right where the shopping carts go.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I try to do that a lot of times too. But if I don't need the shopping cart, dude, I'll circle. I'll circle five or six
times. You could have already been home by the time you circle that many times.
And I know that in my head. Mm-hmm. And I know people are looking at me like, why is he doing that? Isn't he dumb? And I'm like, yeah, I'm dumb. But for whatever reason. And I will actually, this is another weird thing about parking in a big parking lot. There's the option of parking deeper on one aisle or going to the far sides and being closer.
Yep. I know
you ever
what
done
you
that?
Mean. Yep.
And I'll still go even way off on the sides and be closer.
Because you're more towards the front.
But yet the walk is probably just as long, if not longer, than parking further back. There's some kind of perception thing with me about that drives me crazy. Also a perception of trying to work out and trying to be, you know, a little more regimented at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife isn't as regimented right now. And I was going to do some cardio inside because I've messed up our treadmill. So I was going to do like Cardio X from P90X in the living room.
Yeah.
There's nothing more awkward than trying to do something like that in front of someone who's not working out.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
Because it was like I had an audience.
Was she judging you?
It was like she was judging me, and she also was like, will you please hurry up so we can do something else? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this just isn't a good feeling. This isn't a good look on me.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You ever had Haagen-Dazs ice cream?
Yes.
It's like good, right? But it was expensive, so I never bought it because it was high. It was like $4 for a little one, and I can get the big one for $4. I'm like, I'm getting the big one.
Wait, do they have Equate ice cream?
If they did, yeah, they
you
do.
You would buy it?
Yeah.
Okay, great value. That's it. Is it good?
It's ice cream.
No.
I really don't know if it's any different.
It's different.
I don't think so. Now, some flavors might be a little bit different.
Okay.
The company Haagen-Dazs has new ice cream that has alcohol in it. So I thought you might want to know about that. Irish cream brownie. They have a rum version, bourbon vanilla bean truffle. They have a bourbon praline pecan. Mm. That's a very, very small amount of alcohol. So they're saying you'd have to eat a ton of ice cream. But just the idea that it's in there.
You gain 10 pounds just to get that one little.
But that's the idea behind it. I would imagine the flavor's good, right?
Yeah.
Haagen-Dazs. That sounds good for me right now. That's a Friday morning breakfast.
Oh.
Okay, maybe not.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Really cold as you get your day started. You don't want to be outside. You don't want to have to be out there if you don't have to be outside.
Yeah, it is really cold.
So be ready for the day. Be ready for that weather to kind of punch you in the face as you walk outside. Because it did this morning.
I know. Well, speaking of cold, I was coming home last night from Batesville. My son had a basketball game, so I got home really late. I was coming in to my neighborhood probably around 10:15.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a little dog. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's freezing. And I couldn't tell. He didn't have a collar on.
Right.
And I was like, oh. And so I started kind of chasing him, like trying to follow him. And I got out of my car. And I was going, come here, buddy, because it was so cold. He looked like, I don't know what kind of dog he looked like, just kind of a mutt before I got closer, okay?
But still, you're just trying to, what were you going to do with him if you got him?
Take him home.
But it might be somebody else's dog.
But he didn't have a collar on, and it was like so cold.
I mean, I get that.
And he was kind of little. It made me really sad. And he was running towards the really busy road.
Okay, I get it.
And so I was like yelling at him to come here. Well, I got out of my Jeep and then I went over there and then I looked and I was like, oh my gosh, it wasn't the kind of dog I thought it was. I think that it was a baby coyote.
Oh my gosh.
And I was trying to, I was like, come here, come here. And he looked at me and then just started running like away from me.
You think? You should have started running away from him.
Well, I was still trying. I felt so bad for it. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I could have gotten mauled.
What if you would have?
But I think it was a baby coyote because it was, I've seen, you know, bigger ones, bigger coyotes. So.
Right. So yeah, a baby coyote would be a nurturer.
Maybe
right?
I could train it from a young age.
Just run in the streets of Jonesboro though. That's crazy.
I know. So I was really sad, but then again, I was like, okay, well, if it wasn't an actual, you know, dog, maybe it'll be okay out in the cold.
All right, I do need to figure out something though. I need your help in understanding something.
Okay.
If it was a dog, you would have felt bad and it's too cold for a dog. But if it's a coyote,
I still felt bad.
Okay.
I still would have tried to pick it up.
No, you would not.
I don't know. I'm
weird. I don't think you should do that.
Well, I probably shouldn't, but I don't know.
We need somebody from Animal Control on the phone because I need to know if she's allowed to pick up a coyote or not.
I'll have one of those stories one day where Kelly really loved animals. She loved him so much she was mauled by one.
Right,
that was her last that was her last thing.
There you go. Brandon Baxter in the morning. If you have an Alexa device, we're right there on your device. All you have to do is enable the K-Fine skill. Say, Alexa, enable K-Fine. And then when you're ready to hear us, like right now, you can say, Alexa, play K-Fine. It's as easy as that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Bieber and his wife, Hailey Baldwin Bieber. So they're on the cover of Vogue magazine, and I think the picture is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did a really cool photo shoot.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people like to hate on Justin Bieber, and he says he understands that because for a long time, you know, as he was becoming famous, mm-hmm. he had so much money, so much excess, that he said he kind of became a jerk. He'd wear his sunglasses in public. He went out and bought a monkey. And he even says in one of the deals, he's like, but if you had as much money as I did, it wasn't weird to go buy a monkey. Just buy things that you want. And you have the ability to do that. He also talks about his relationship with Hailey and the fact that they remained celibate all the way up until they were married.
Hmm.
Now, that could be one of the reasons he said that they kind of just went off and got married kind of quick is because he was ready to be done with that. But he was talking about how he's really tried to grow up as a person and this relationship has helped him. You can actually check out the cover photo on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, KFIN.com.
Got you gossip on Ariana Grande. So we talked earlier this week that she's supposed to perform at the Grammys this Sunday. Not only is she not performing, but now she says she's not even going to go. Wow. So the Grammys producer is saying she pulled out of the show because she couldn't organize her performance in time. Mm. Well, imagine saying that to her. Well, that really ticked her off. So she responded by going to Twitter and she posts a screenshot of the article and she says, I've kept my mouth shut, but now you're lying about me. I can pull together a performance overnight and you know that. So she goes on to say when her creativity and her self-expression was stifled, she decided not to attend, and she hopes everyone can understand her decision.
That's a really big decision because you think about the window of time
as
like a super hot artist, and you're like, wow, for her not to go to music's biggest night.
I know, and she's nominated for 2 awards, and Thank You Next comes out today.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah.
So Gotcha Gossip on, this is going to sound weird, My Best Friend's Wedding.
Oh, I love that movie.
The movie came out 22 years ago, and the magazine Entertainment Weekly just now got the cast back together for this big reunion. So there's Julia Roberts, there's Cameron Diaz. The dudes are there, Rupert Everett,
right,
I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a really cool photo, and I don't know why I always love that movie. I didn't realize it had been out that long.
It's a good soundtrack, too.
It is such a good mm-hmm. soundtrack. Such a good, happy movie. And it might not be the most manly thing. There might be guys on tractors right now who are going, dude, that is such a chick flick. But I will stand by the fact that I believe My Best Friend's Wedding is such a great movie.
It is good.
And if you don't believe that, I'll say a little prayer for you.
I run for the bus, dear. While riding, I think of us, dear.
I'll say a little prayer for you.
Isn't that awesome?
At work, I just take time. And all through my coffee break time,
I say a little prayer for you. Forever and ever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever.
Such a good scene in the movie.
Can I tell you that I actually I bought that soundtrack?
I think you told me that. Isn't that
awesome? That's awesome and awful at the same time. But if you want to see what they look like 22 years later, it's a really, really cool photo. Yeah. And if you love that movie, I think you'll like the picture too. It's also up this morning on the BBITM blog. That's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, on Friday night, a guy was shopping at a store in Ohio, and he accidentally left his wallet behind. Well, a woman found it and did the right thing. She turned it over to the police, so she turned it in. Well, they opened it to find the guy's license so they could reunite him with his wallet. Well, they did find his driver's license in there, but they also found cocaine and meth.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so they put out a Facebook post telling the guy, hey, turn yourself in or else we're going to head to your place to arrest you. And they were like, hey, we already have your license. Just come on up here.
Right.
So he turned himself in the next day. But Brandon, speaking of wallets, why is my wallet just like an onion?
Ooh, I have no idea. Why is it like that?
Because when I open it, I cry. Don't act like you don't cry either.
No, I know. I do too.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So I confess this morning that I love the movie My Best Friend's Wedding. It might be the most chick flick movie that I love.
It's a good movie.
But it's such a good movie. So it's up on my Instagram story. I want to see if I should turn in my man card today. Because is there another dude out there who will admit that they love My Best Friend's Wedding?
Sure there is.
It's a Julia Roberts movie.
Yeah.
It's a you know if she's in it. Unless it's Aaron Brockovich, It's going to be a chick flick.
And it's right when Cameron Diaz was about to just blow up.
It's such a good movie. But anyway, it's up on my Instagram story this morning. You can find me, Brandon, on KFIN. Kelly's on Instagram as well.
Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
There's a kind of cool story on Kelsey Ballerini that's out today. She is going to be on The Voice, working with Kelly Clarkson's team.
That's going to be fun.
So that should be pretty neat to see. They're actually on tour together as well. So, and I think they're going to be playing South Haven.
Ooh.
So that's kind of a cool show. There's a story out today. It's kind of weird we're talking so much about weddings. First of all, My Best Friend's Wedding is a great movie. Second of all, they have reunited the cast after 22 years, and that photo's up on the BBITM blog on our website.
And if you're a fan, it's like such a feel-good picture.
Right. And I was like, oh, I think that has to be posted.
Yeah.
Because it's good. And if you like the movie, it's good stuff. But there's also a story out today that revolves around a wedding. And I thought this was kind of an interesting take on a wedding and the way they're going to try to pay for it. Because sometimes weddings can get really expensive. And, you could do it real simple like I did. Or you can go extravagant and almost have to take out loans to fund your wedding. A couple in Scotland came up a little bit short money-wise on what they wanted to do for their wedding. They're about $5,800 short.
Oh, my goodness.
So they decided to put up a GoFundMe account to see if people will help fund the remaining balance of their wedding. And they're encouraging people who are coming to the wedding, who are part of the wedding party, to go and contribute to their wedding. I mean, they were invited.
Well, don't you think that's kind of tacky? Okay, there's always going to be a situation or something's happened in someone's life where I think it would be a great thing to do. But just to, hey, we need some extra money, I'd be embarrassed.
That's what this one is. This isn't a circumstance has happened and we can't afford it. This is legit, hey, we just can't afford what we want to do, so will you help us pay for it?
It's called Don't Get Married Yet if you can't afford it.
Or Don't Go So Big. You don't have to go that big. But it's kind of wild because David and I were talking about this. You know, David, the barrel boy who does afternoons, was considering this as well because David is known as being a cheapskate. But he was like, is there a way to do this?
You of all people are calling someone a cheapskate.
He's a cheapskate.
Mm-hmm.
What I think we should do today is we should help out David. We should find a photo on David's profile of he and Rachel, and we should start a GoFundMe for them.
He would die.
Can you imagine how embarrassing it would be if he realized that it was them, their pictures?
Poor Rachel.
So I think I'm going to do that during the show this morning.
Okay, yeah.
We can see if we can raise some funds for David's wedding.
Right. I think that'd be good.
But you think this is totally tacky?
Yeah, I think it's a little tacky. I really do.
Let's post it on social media.
Okay.
And see if other people think it's tacky. Do you think it's okay for people to say, hey, we want a big wedding?
And again, this is not a special situation. It's just I don't have enough money and I want a bigger wedding.
Right. So we'll put it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. Also there is the birthday post. We knock out birthdays here in just about 10 or 12 minutes. When we do that, we shout out local people. If you have a weekend birthday, you can go post them right now.
Right on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You're going to wake up. You're going to look out the window. You're going to be like, dang, it looks really pretty out there.
But
like
then,
the sun's up.
Wham, you're going to walk out the door and you're going to feel that 21 degrees.
Yeah, so the wind chill makes it feel like 10 as you're getting out. So be ready for that this morning. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Friday, February the 8th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Lila Cook, who's celebrating today. We have Elizabeth Ann Brown from Fayetteville celebrating a birthday, but able to listen through the KFine app, the stream on the website, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. We are everywhere, Kelly. Shannon Carter Harden of Walnut Ridge has a birthday. Lisa Wood of Cushman, 56. Jana Hamilton of Jonesboro. Sarah Hirons from Wynn is celebrating. We have Karen Pickens Jones. Try that again. Karen Pickens Jones of Jonesboro celebrating. Jeremy Ball from Wynn. Rennell Woods from Jonesboro.
Happy birthday.
He gave me that drink.
Kombucha or something like that. Isn't that what it's called?
What do you think it is?
I'm not saying it again because you're just going to make fun of me, but I thought that's what it was.
Maybe that's what it is. Nita Hinkle of Peach Orchard is 50. Eric Salazar of Steele, Missouri is 18. Vicky Miller of Paragould turns 62. Celebrating tomorrow, Kagan Bell turns 9 from Lake City. Sawyer Moss, 8 years old tomorrow. Logan Otteson of Jonesboro. Dylan Bushong has a birthday from Jonesboro. Jennifer Evans of Jonesboro turns 40. Rayleigh and Michaela Cullen from Wynn turn 8 tomorrow. And Beth Bryant of Jonesboro has a birthday tomorrow. Celebrating on Sunday, Genevieve Wright turns 70 years young on Sunday. Keisha Kiefer of Monette, Linda Navarro from Leechville, Kelsey Russom of Hoxie turns 11, and Lincoln Estrada turns 4 on Sunday. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Today, Seth Green is 45. The Big Show is 47. That's WWE superstar and Captain Insano on Waterboy.
Well, it's a big show.
Vince Neil from Motley Crue is 58 today. Girls, 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 dancing
down on the Sunset Strip. Girls, girls, girls. They also did Home Sweet Home. I'm on the way. Do you know these?
Yeah.
You don't, do you? You were listening to New Edition around this time.
I was.
All right. Vince Neil from Motley Crue, 58 today.
John Grisham is 64, of course, the author. Creed Bratton is 76. That's Creed on The Office.
Yes.
And Nick Nolte is 78 today.
All right.
Saturday, Michael B. Jordan, that was the Creed star, and he also played in Black Panther. Tom Hiddleston is 38. That's Loki in Thor and the Avengers. Travis Tritt is 56.
Oh, we got to do.
Yeah, definitely. We'll come back to him.
Sure.
Okay. Joe Pesci is 76. And on Sunday, Chloe Grace, I don't know how to say her last name. Mortz. It's 22.
Yeah, I think sometimes they get so wrong, I forget how to say them.
M-O-R-E-T-Z.
It's Chloe Grace Moretz. But I knew it before you said
that. Okay, what is it?
Moretz, I think.
Okay, I would have never known that. Emma Roberts is 28. Craig Campbell is 40. Laura Dern is 52. And back to Travis Tritt.
It's a great day to be alive, y'all.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
So I've confessed this morning that the soundtrack to my best friend's wedding is one of my favorites. Another favorite album is the greatest hits of Travis Tritt.
It was all with the best of intentions.
See if you know some of these.
I'm gonna be somebody.
You know that one? Mm-hmm. How about Any More?
Good one.
My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone.
Travis Tritt, 56.
And I'm tired of pretending.
It's tomorrow.
I don't love you anymore.
Happy birthday, Travis Tritt.
Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong, it can be.
And when Kelly comes to us with problems,
here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sorted.
It's harsh.
Well, he's pretty tough.
Don't you come around here handing me none of your lies.
Yeah.
Here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
Let's give away a Can't Find Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Vicky Miller, the winner of a Can't Find Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
20 degrees. The wind chill is 10.
But you know what? The sun is shining.
Forget that. It feels like
it
10.
It still helps.
And what's ridiculous is it felt like 70 yesterday.
I know.
And here we are. And we wonder why people get sick and the flu and the cold and the sinuses and
up,
the allergies.
Down, up, down, up, down.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
Yeah, that was mine.
What are you doing? Boot camp or something? Let's do some country music news.
Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, the best country selling duo of all time, Brooks and Dunn, are back and they're releasing new music. So the album is called Reboot and it features some really big stars. We're talking Casey Musgraves, Kane Brown, Thomas Rhett, Brett Young, Lanco, Midland, Luke Combs, Brothers Osborne, Cody Johnson, and John Party.
Wow, that's cool.
So it's their first album since 2007. And so we're going to play some of that for you coming up.
Yeah, so they sent us a couple of the tracks. We'll have that for you coming up here in just about, I don't know, 10 or 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. But if you're a Brooks and Dunn fan, you don't want to miss it because it's coming up here in just a bit. Also coming up is Maren Morris, her album Girl. She's given us the official release date, and the pre-sale is actually happening right now. But the album is set to be released on March the 8th. Again, the album is called Girl. It's named after her. Title track right here.
Boy, I'd be rich, head to toe, proud of
that is not the title track. Is it The Weeknd yet? It's named after this song right here.
What's your feelings, natural?
Jeez.
But I don't want to feel this anymore. Pick yourself up off the kitchen floor.
And I've had more sleep this week. Maren is also set to perform at the Grammys coming up on Sunday.
So Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean just had their baby, Navy Rome, and she had some complications after giving birth on Monday. So she had to stay in the hospital longer than expected because she had to have a blood transfusion.
Oh,
so she revealed some of the details on Instagram along with photos of her swollen feet, and they were swollen.
Really?
Like,
I haven't
yeah,
seen
it. Really big swollen. So she said, quote, when your labor goes amazing, but things go south, still in hospital, living with my trooper of a husband and precious little girl, one blood transfusion and swollen everything. Thing, hashtag
wow.
Worth it. So she didn't say why she needed the transfusion, but assured everybody there's nothing to worry about.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Talk about scary.
I know.
That childbirth stuff, it'll
scary.
Get you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Brooks and Dunn, you want to hear some cuts with Kane Brown? You want to hear a Brooks and Dunn cut with Luke Combs? We'll have that for you coming up here in just about 10 minutes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we told you a few minutes ago that Brooks and Dunn has made it official. Their reboot album is going to be a big deal because it features so many of today's biggest country stars.
It does.
We're talking about Thomas Rhett. We're talking about Lanco. We're talking Brett Young.
Casey Musgraves.
John Pardee's going to be on there.
Ashley McBride.
Kane Brown and Luke Combs are a part of this as well. So I was all excited this morning because I went to my email and I realized that Brooks and Dunn's people, their record label, had sent us advanced copies of the tracks.
Perfect.
Right? So I thought we'd go ahead and give you a sneak peek at Kane Brown doing the song Believe.
He looked at me and smiled, said I raised my hands, bow my head.
It's Kane Brown.
Finding more and more true in the words written in red. You tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see. I believe.
So again, the album is Brooks and Dunn. It's called Reboot. We mentioned Luke Combs is a part of that as well. So he teamed up with Brooks and Dunn to do the song Brand New Man. Check this out.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire of touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Brooks and Dunn, The Reboot, featuring Luke Combs on this one.
About the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam.
Sounds awesome.
I was a rolling stone. Yeah, I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around.
This just makes both of us smile.
I know.
You can check out the album cover art and those two songs right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon, it's Kelly, and Eric Birch joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Eric.
What's up, everybody?
Hi.
Hey, it's kind of a rare Friday appearance for you. How are you on a Friday morning?
I know. So, yeah, I'm looking for my TGIA crew this morning.
Your TGIA.
Yeah, and you know, what's the big deal on Friday? TGIF, right?
Right.
Thank God it's Friday. And I go, man, if you live just like for the weekend for like 2 days out of seven, something's wrong. So it's the TGIA, so thank God I'm alive.
Oh.
Crowd that I'm looking for today, because it doesn't matter what day it is. As long as I'm up and at them and moving, it's got to be a good day. And I'm just looking, hey, what's coming at me next?
Now, see, that's a mentality that I probably should try to adapt. But there was a point yesterday afternoon where I told my wife, I'm like, oh, the weekend's almost here, babe. I have 2 days to do nothing.
Yeah, 2 days to do nothing. But then you look around and you go, hey, why have I not, you know, accomplished this goal? Or why have I not got to this point? Or why is my career where it is? Why is my bank account where it is? Why is my financial situation where it is? Well, if you take 2 days, you know, out of every seven and veg out, think about it. You know, how many of us complain every, you know, on a regular occasion, there's not enough hours in the day?
I say that almost every day. And I complain about my money and all that stuff, too.
So all that stuff. But it gets into this, guys. It gets into, and you know, when you and I talked earlier, I said, this is just a little teaser. We normally don't do this on Friday. You know, our Monday morning motivation is the big deal and everything. But we'll do a little teaser today. And I'm sorry I wasn't with you guys this last Monday. We were at just an amazing conference. You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, so I wasn't able to get with you guys. So I've got some great information to kick off next Monday. But, yeah, think about that. You know, if you're not where you want to be, there's other things that you desire. There's other things that you would like to accomplish. There's other things that, you know, if you could make it happen, you would. But then yet, like I said, at 5 o'clock, we sort of shut down. Yeah. You know, we go, okay, I put in my 8 hours, I put in my 10 hours, I put in my 12 hours. You know, it's my time now. Right. Well, that's right. It's your time. So, and this is your time to go out and make a difference. And that's what, you know, the weekend is as well. Of course, you guys know we've been in real estate for 13 years. So I say every Saturday is actually Monday for us.
Yeah.
You know, that's our busy day. That's when we get up and going. So every day is the same for us. They all end in Y.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what's at the front of it. It's what can we get accomplished today? What can we make happen today? And hey, get to that point to where your finances are where you don't have to do what you're doing now. Then you can spend all that time with that family. You can spend all that time with those friends. You can go out and do all those things that you want as far as hobbies and extracurricular activities. So, again, just a little mindset change. TGIA to my crew. And I know you guys are going to start screaming out every Friday now and just getting us psyched up.
I'm alive.
And hammering on Monday. Hey, thank God I'm alive.
There you go, man. Eric Birch from Birch & Co. with your Friday morning motivation. And we'll talk to you back here on Monday morning, Eric.
You guys have a blessed and productive weekend.
Hey,
thanks.
Hey, it's not a weekend. It's a life. Have a great life, Eric.
That's what I'm talking about.
See you, man.
Bye.
Eric Birch.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a really sweet event happening tonight. It's the Night to Shine event.
Yes.
It's in conjunction with the Tim Tebow Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a bunch of our friends go to this.
Yes.
And support this event, including Kelly, who gets to go tonight.
Yeah, it's at Fellowship Church, and they have a bunch of volunteers and stuff that put everything together. But when you walk in, it's like a real prom. It's very, they put up this huge kind of tent type stuff. There's a dance floor. There's food. There's a place for the boys to get their shoes shined, girls to get their hair and makeup done. There's a lot of people that have donated dresses and tuxedos. And so it's for kids, I guess, ages 14 and up to go to prom and get that experience for kids with special needs.
Right. I think that's really, really a sweet event. And they happen across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, and, you know, who knows where it happens,
yeah.
But Tim Tebow has been known to show up at random events unannounced.
That would be amazing.
For Night to Shine.
Yeah. They also crown all of them, king and queen. They all get a crown. There's a big balloon drop. It's unbelievable what these people do to make sure that these kids and adults have a great time.
It's basically the prom.
Yeah.
But a jacked up version of the
yes.
prom.
Yes. And there's limo rides. And so they'll do limo rides. And then there's a big red carpet where they get to come in and there's paparazzi.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing, though. It's going to be 19 degrees tonight.
Oh, it's going to be colder than that, probably.
And I'm
right?
wearing a dress.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah. Which is very rare for me.
Right. I don't know if I've ever seen you in a dress.
Yes, you have.
Well, I'm talking about outside of Charity Ball and the prom fashion
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you haven't.
So outside of that,
mm-hmm.
what's your dress look like?
I can't explain it. It's not like a prom dress or anything. It's like a Sunday dress.
Is it like something you would wear at the Grammys?
No. No, it's not. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up. It's just a normal dress.
What color is it?
It has a pattern.
What's the pattern look like?
Black. There's black in it, white, pink, all kinds of little colors.
So it's very floral.
Kind of.
It's like wallpaper.
Yeah, it looks just like wallpaper.
Do you have it in your car?
No.
Tell the truth.
But I am wearing heels, so you wouldn't be able to come and stand by me.
No.
We get to take prom pictures, too.
That's going to be sweet.
I can't wait. And I'll put tons of stuff on Instagram tonight and Facebook when I get home.
That'll be fun.
It is. And I get to go with Clay Band. A lot of people know him.
Yep.
But really excited about it.
One of the things we've been lucky enough to do over the course of my time doing radio here is, you know, we've become friends with so many of the people who are involved at the Learning Center mm-hmm. or people who compete in the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
And I saw photos of a lot of them at A Night to Shine from last year. So you get to see a lot of our friends tonight, too.
And it's magical and it's very emotional because it's just everyone is so genuinely happy
yeah.
to be there.
So check out Kelly tonight on social media. Check out the photos, check out the dress
yeah.
and all that stuff. Kelly on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
Mine is Brandon on KFIN. Why are you grinning so big?
Because you are, and I don't know what you're wanting to say.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
A night to shine is tonight.
Yep.
Are you getting dressed up just in case Tim Tebow shows up?
I wouldn't say I'm getting that dressed up.
Would you freak out if you walk in?
Yes. Who wouldn't?
I know. It's crazy, right?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, Brandon.
Yes,
do me
Kelly.
A favor.
What is that, Kelly?
Never, ever, ever say, get me in my feels again.
Does it sound dumb if I say that?
It does.
Well, I just said my best friend's wedding thing.
Gets you in your feels.
Got me in my feels.
See? You see how dumb it sounds.
It does.
Well, especially when you say it. Because David
you.
The Barrel Boy said that a long time ago, and you looked at him like he was a moron.
Well, and I still
and
do.
And now you say it. But now you say it.
Why did I say it?
I don't know. But you are emotional about it.
Well, I just think it's sweet because I love the movie so much. Anyway, it didn't get me in my feels. It just made me feel good.
Okay. That helps.
Is that better?
Sure.
This picture just makes me feel good.
That I like that better.
I can't say that either because that sounds dumb
makes
as well.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah, we'll take that out of my vocabulary
just quit
as well.
Talking.
I'm not talking.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Bieber and his wife, Hailey Baldwin Bieber. They're on the cover of Vogue magazine, and I must tell you, golly, here I go again.
Is Justin Bieber getting you in your feels?
It's just a good picture. It's a sweet picture. And in the magazine, he talks about how, really, for a couple of years there, he was a mess. You know, we all heard these rumors of things he was doing, and he says, yeah, people scrutinized what he did, but he was a little bit of a goofball, and money did that to him. He had enough money to do whatever he wanted whenever he wanted. He even went out and bought a monkey at one point. He said, I mean, when you have that much money, what do you do with it? You go spend it on things. He also talked about the fact that he and Hailey Baldwin they were celibate through the whole relationship up until they got married. He thought that was important for their relationship to be like that. He also said that maybe one of the reasons they did a quick wedding was because, well, they had been celibate up until the wedding. Anyway, you might want to check it out. A cool photo and an article from Vogue. That picture, the cover photo, is up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Got you gossip on Ariana Grande. So we talked earlier this week that she was supposed to perform at the Grammys that are this Sunday. But not only is she not performing now, she says she's not even going to go. Wow. So the Grammys producer is saying that she pulled out of the show because she couldn't organize her performance in time. Well, Ariana didn't like that, and she responded by going to Twitter, and she posted a screenshot of the article, and it said, I've kept my mouth shut, but now you're lying about me. I can pull together a performance overnight, and you know that. So she goes on to say, when her creativity and her self-expression was stifled, she decided, hey, I'm not going to attend, and she hopes that everyone can understand her decision. So she is nominated for 2 awards, and her album, Thank You Next, comes out today.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, a couple of artists that have never won Grammys. I saw this list because I get excited about music's biggest night. It's happening on Sunday. Check this out. Artists who have never won a Grammy. Katy Perry. Queen. Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
Nicki Minaj. Diana Ross. Journey. Never won
a
Grammy. That's pretty crazy, right? Anyway, the Grammys are on television on Sunday. And of course, every morning on KFine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. So this morning, I was going to take a photo for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be her wake-up photo.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, really sweet. Because, I mean, who doesn't want to see my face right when they wake up?
Yeah, like, definitely.
Here I am.
Yeah.
But I've noticed, and I thought about it this morning, you know, I have the deal on the iPhone where you can hit the button, and it's like the self-facing mode.
Yeah.
You know, you can flip it, and like there's forward-facing, and now there's rear-facing. So what I did was I hit that button before I wanted to, and I saw that angle of me that I don't enjoy from down below my chin.
Yes.
And I start to think about how I hate that.
Yeah.
And I never want anybody to look at me from below my chin.
Hmm.
So if I see children, I'll get down on my knees and talk to them so they don't have to look at that.
So if I stand up like this, does it bother you?
No, you're fine like that.
Okay.
But like if you were to get down below me.
Oh.
And look up at me.
Oh,
it would
that
bother
angle.
Me.
Okay.
Right? And I do this too when we take pictures with people, like if I'm going to go and we're going to do a selfie together.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you have to get your camera ready. So I'm going to have to learn how to do this with I'm going to have to hit that button with the phone way away from my body. Because what happens is inevitably I hit the button and then I see that look at me and I'm like looking down at my phone and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the people who are standing there with me for my selfie, like it happened with Ellie Stafford the other day.
You're scared that they're going to see it?
That they saw that. And that's the angle they'll remember me from.
They're going to be like, that was disgusting.
Not a good angle. I'm telling you, I have a problem with the self-facing camera. So if you have a problem too, and we have this issue together, here's my advice. I'm going to extend my arm all the way out. I'm going to lock my elbow and then hit the button.
Oh.
That way all I'm doing is I'm facing it at the ceiling.
So nothing, yeah, so it's not shown again.
And then I'll do this. I'll just flip it up like this. See that? Then it's perfect.
You're very technical.
Well, you know, sometimes that's one of the things I'm good at. When I was in school, I was voted most likely to be technical. That's a true story from my yearbook.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have Amber in the studio from Hijinks Game Night Reinvented, and you all have a really sweet love story promotion going on just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yes, so we have a You and Me love story promotion. It's actually based on one of our employees, Corinne, and her husband. Their love story, he always used to say, it's you and me, babe, it's just you and me. Mm. So this giveaway is based on them.
How long were they together?
45 years.
Mm.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, 45 years.
So. Yeah, Corinne is an employee at the Bowling Center and has done so much over the last number of years that she's been there. And then this love story, just the idea that you get to celebrate that couple and how sweet that is, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're super excited. And so it actually would have been 46 years this weekend is their anniversary.
Oh, man.
So a little bittersweet, but she's doing good. She's hanging in there.
Yeah, so obviously Valentine's Day is different for her this year, but the way that you guys are coming, kind of coming together to rally around their love story and the fact that you want people to be able to have a love story like that can go 45 or 46 years into the future.
Yes. So we are giving away dinner to Longhorn Steakhouse, a dozen roses, an engagement ring from Robertson Jewelers. It's over a $3,000 value.
Wow. So if people want to get in, I know Hijinks is kind of the main part behind this.
Yes.
How can people get in? How do they submit their love
story? So it's a 50 words or less love story. You can submit it to the website or to our Facebook page in a private message. We ask that you keep the story anonymous and just list your name and your number at the bottom of the story.
Right.
We will select the top five winners on Monday night, and then we will submit them to Facebook for viewers to vote on the top five on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, so Valentine's Day really is what? It's 6 days away.
Yes.
We have to get ready for
it. Yes.
And imagine, like, you're not engaged, but there's a free engagement ring. And then there's the dinner at Longhorn. And then there's a dozen roses. This is an awesome way if you want to propose on Valentine's Day or right around it.
And you have to propose at Hijinks. That's all the kicker. I don't care if you do it on ropes course, which would be totally cool.
Yeah.
Ropes course, laser tag, bowling. On an arcade game, that's cool.
What about the grill?
I mean, if you like want to do it in the grill, that's fine. I'll set you up a fancy table with roses on it.
You could put the ring on a mozzarella stick.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good idea, Kelly. Like
so that. All that works out. Again, 50 words or less. If people want to submit, let's say they're like, hey, this is kind of a cool way to get a free engagement ring.
Yeah.
Can they do that like right now this morning?
Yeah, they can do it right now this morning, either place, website, or Facebook page. We do ask that you be 21 for the dinner rules.
Sure.
And there are some rules on the website, so if you'll take a look at those before you submit in, we got some rules we have to follow by, but nothing crazy.
And then the website, Hijinks, the number 4fun.com.
Yes, yes.
So what else is happening at Hijinks outside of Valentine's Day, the You and Me love story?
We have a huge bowling tournament coming up in 2 or 3 weeks.
Is this the one that's going to be the nationally televised?
Yes, it will be nationally televised on Fox Sports 1, Sunday, March 3rd, I believe is the day, at 4 p.m.
That's awesome.
And all that information is on our website, too, so you can check that out when you submit your story.
So again, go by hijinks4fun.com. It's hijinks, the number 4fun.com, or the Hijinks Facebook page, the You and Me love story, kind of a tribute to Corinne and her love story with John. Yep. It's up right now, and your chance to win just in time for Valentine's Day. We appreciate you coming in
this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean just had their little girl, Navy Rome, and apparently they had to keep her in the hospital longer than expected because she had complications and had to have a blood transfusion. So she revealed some of the details on Instagram along with photos of her swollen feet. And she wrote, when your labor goes amazing, but then things go south, still in hospital with my trooper of a husband with our precious little girl, one blood transfusion and swollen everything. Hashtag worth it. Wow. So she didn't say why she needed the transfusion, but assured all of her followers and fans that there was nothing to worry about.
So Maren Morris has put out information on her next album. The album is called Girl. It's the title of the album, and the title track is the song that we're playing right now. So anyway, Maren Morris's album comes out on March the 8th if you're ready for her next album. Also, pre-orders are out there right now. Also, speaking of albums, Brooks and Dunn have made it official. They're putting out an album called Reboot. And the idea behind the Reboot album is that they're teaming up with a bunch of country's biggest stars, and they're going to be recording songs together. So people featured Kacey Musgraves, Thomas Rhett, Brett Young is on there, Lanco, Arkansas's Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, John Party, Kane Brown is a part of this project. He's doing the song Believe. We got that one in our email early this morning. This is Kane Brown and Brooks and Dunn.
He looked at me and smiled. Said I raise my hands, bow my head.
Luke Combs is also featured on this, and I think you and I both had a huge smile on our face when we heard this one this morning. Again, Luke Combs teaming up with Brooks and Dunn for Brand New Man. The album is called Reboot. Here comes Luke Combs. Get ready.
Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam.
Isn't that cool?
I was a rolling stone.
You can check out the album art. You can also check out those songs on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, Kelly Perry. What's on TV this weekend?
Well, tomorrow night, Halsey is going to host Saturday Night Live. So she's going to host and do the music. Sunday, we're going to have Alicia Keys hosting the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. So, of course, that'll be fun. Yep. And then also, it's the return of The Walking Dead.
Get ready for that. Mm-hmm. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning on K-Fine.